If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome to another hour, and the third in this three-hour episode of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. We had fun. We went off to find out about what's the real deal about having more than one passport, and that all happened in the first hour or so. If you're one of those people that's confused as to why any one individual might have two or three passports, it'll be worth your time to listen to Hour 1 when we spoke with Brenda Sprague, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services. And in the last hour, we were in London. How about that? Talking with a hotel there that, after my own heart, anybody that'll serve me midnight tea, which is like high tea gone from afternoon to late at night, my kind of person in my kind of hotel. And that was fascinating. Later this hour, we're going off to Morrell's Inlet in Georgetown County on the Hammock Coast of South Carolina to learn about the Inlet Sports Lodge, which sounds fabulous. So we're going to find out together a lot of information. A lot of you I know are going to start driving south. You're either going to do it for a holiday, when all the kids are out of school, Christmas time, or you're a snowbird heading southward for the winter. And if you are, don't just make it a drive. Make it an experience. Stop at wonderful places along the way. And I know I used to do this every year with my family when I was a little person. And we would stop in Williamsburg. We would stop in Savannah. We'd stop in Charlotte. And we'd stop St. Augustine, and we'd work our way until we got down to Miami Beach. And it really makes it a much more interesting experience when you stop at interesting places along the way. Now, chances are, if you've done that trip, you've stopped in all the places I've just talked about. Let's talk about going somewhere else. Let's talk about going to Georgetown County's Hammock Coast, where you're going to find, among other things, Knights of a Thousand Candles. Doesn't that sound fascinating? And it's starting almost immediately and running through middle of December. So pay attention here. We're going to do that right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I am delighted to have Chris King on the phone with me. He is the spokesperson for Georgetown County's Hammock Coast. And I want to dive right in, Chris, and find out about Night of a Thousand Candles. Nothing makes me happier than a room that is completely lighted by candles. And I do that sometimes in the dining room or the living room and den, when we want to create a very charming, romantic, or maybe even mysterious atmosphere. And so explain Night of a Thousand Candles.
Well, Stephanie, first off, thanks for having me. And yes, you had talked about your love of candlelight. And I've got to tell you, if that is something that is of interest to you, there are really few things and few Christmas festivals in the country quite like Nights of a Thousand Candles at Brook Green Garden. To kind of understand, I mean, Brook Green is America's largest outdoor sculpture garden. And it's lit each night of Nights of a Thousand Candles with more than 5,500 candles. They're floating in water, they're aligning sidewalks. It creates an ambiance that is almost hard to describe without seeing it. But, you know, I mean, I tell anyone that is anywhere near the coast of South Carolina between the weekend after Thanksgiving and the weekend before Christmas that it is absolutely worth your time to drive on over to the Hammock Coast and pay a visit to Brook Green for Nights of a Thousand Candles, because it is truly, I mean, it's one of the South's premier Christmas events.
So now do you go... You drive through this Brook Green Park, or you get out of your car, or what do you do?
No, you get out of your car, you walk through. I mean, Brook Green is think of it as almost like a park. I mean, it's just a huge sculpture garden. They even actually have a zoo in there. It's not open in the evening hours, but you walk through it at your own leisure. They have choirs from local churches that are singing. They have people... You know, they'll be playing the harp out on the, you know, in different parts of the garden. It's just, you know what, you walk around, you have hot cider, hot chocolates. You can get a lot of low country food out there. There's a low country boil. There's barbecue. You can have dinner. It is a wonderfully relaxing evening in a setting that almost has to be seen to believe. I mean, centuries-old live oak trees draped in Spanish moss and lights surrounded by 5,500 candles. It really is. I mean, it is a spectacular setting.
And these are just regular normal candles, or those battery-operated kind?
No, they are normal candles. People light them each day.
So,
I mean, there are lights and stuff that will adorn trees, too. I mean, thousands upon thousands of them as well. But the candles are hand-lit each day.
Now, are they inside of, like, those glass hurricane lantern kind of casings? Or what keeps them from blowing out?
Yeah, there is some protection for them in the event that we have a breezy evening down there. They do that. So, you know, they will be lit for you.
Okay. Is there an admission to get into Brook Green?
Yeah, for Nights of a Thousand Candles, it's $20 for adults to get in. And now I will tell you this, you have to purchase tickets in advance of coming. It's an extraordinarily popular event, and that was something, the purchasing of tickets in advance was something they had to implement in, because honestly, they had cars lined up literally for more than a mile.
Oh, wow.
Getting in there, people waiting to pay to get in there. And eventually that, you know, I mean, look, the popularity of it's wonderful, but you know what, for the safety of the people participating, you know, attending, and the other people on the road,
yeah.
They did implement the purchase your tickets in advance, and you can do that at greengardens.org. Get those tickets. It runs Thursday through Saturday from the weekend after Thanksgiving until the weekend before Christmas.
Oh, wow, that's fabulous. And what about children, the admission for them?
$12 for them. I think kids under 3 get in for free. So, you know, it's a very reasonably priced event. It runs, on the days that it runs, it's from 3 p.m. until 10 p.m. So, you know, and Brook Green is a place, again, that you can spend absolutely as much time as you want to in there.
And it's
a place we need to get you down to see, Stephanie.
I have a real problem when I interview people. When I hear stuff that gets me excited, I have to drop everything and head in their direction. Regrettably, at this moment, my calendar is a little overloaded. So I don't think, but I might plan it for next year to be there for this Night of a Thousand Candles, one of those weekends that should do it, because that has got to be exquisite.
It really is. And you know what I always tell people is don't just take our word for it. I mean, Google Nights of a Thousand Candles and look through some of the reviews and what people have had to say about it. It truly is. I mean, if you enjoy the Christmas season and you like events and stuff like that built around the holidays, it is a must attend event.
Now, it's brookgreengardens.org?
Yes.
Okay, so we got just about a minute and a half. Let's see how much we can cram into this. In addition to Night of a Thousand Candles, you've got the Kaminsky House, and that's a historic home from the 1800s?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on Front Street in historic Georgetown, which is, you know, still a working waterfront community there. I mean, again, the Kaminsky House, like so many things in Georgetown, is just It's a very quaint, very charming place. Georgetown is just a wonderful little small town. And I think probably, I like to tell people, at the Hammock Coast, we're situated between Myrtle Beach and Charleston, both kind of geographically and culturally. And, you kind of little known fact about Georgetown. I mean, do you realize there are more 200-year-old structures in Georgetown than there are Charleston?
Wow.
So the place is just teeming with history. And, I mean, Kaminsky House is just another example of that.
I remember when I was little, stopping in Charlestown, and we would overnight there. Because we'd take a week to get from Baltimore to Miami. And I remember stopping in Charlestown and having dinner in this white, sort of like, looked like Louisiana plantation kind of a house, the big tall columns and whatever. And I wore the costume I wore when I was the Blue Fairy in Pinocchio. And I thought it was a very fashionable dress. I think I was 7 years old. I thought it was a very fashionable dress, and I needed to wear it to dinner if we were going to such an elegant place for dinner. So I have wonderful Charlestown memories myself.
Well, like I said, I mean, we are just a few minutes north of Charleston, and, you were talking of food, which is obviously something Charleston is renowned for. But you know what I'll tell you is that the Hammock Coast, and particularly Pawleys Island, one of the municipalities that makes up the Hammock Coast, is just renowned for its food. I mean, the quality of it is wonderful. And you know what? We have families that come down and create the kind of memories that you were talking about there.
Well, I want everybody to have a look at my blog, because I'm going to post some of these events that you have coming up in November, December. And so anybody that's heading in the direction of South Carolina, I want you to make sure you make a stop in there. I want to thank you for joining us, Chris. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Catherine Rotman from the Inland Sports Lodge. So you know where to stay. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet, suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
See the sunshine.
Well, that was fun. And if you've missed the beginning of this hour or any part of today's show, remember you can go to sabrams.com, where on the homepage you will find the guests of today's show. Click over, it'll give you the whole show notes. And you'll also find going back last few months. And then the rest is just click archived. And then if you go again to Travelers411.com, click on podcast, choose Travel with Stephanie Abrams, and you'll find whatever hours you missed of today's show. And shows going back 52 weeks, whereas the archive stays forever. So, we now have on the line with us Catherine Rotman. She is with the Inlet Sports Hotel. And I wonder, for those people who maybe have just joined us now, Catherine, you can explain where Hammock County, South Carolina is and where Morrell's Inlet is.
Certainly. So the Hammock Coast of South Carolina is pretty much a coined term for the area of Georgetown County, which is south of the Myrtle Beach area. It's on the south end of what we call the Grand Strand, which pretty much encompasses from North Myrtle Beach all the way down to Georgetown, South Carolina. So the Hammock Coast is really the south end here from Merle's Inlet, which is where we are at the north end of Georgetown County, all the way down through Georgetown. So that's pretty much our area in a nutshell. And Merle's Inlet is about 20 minutes south of the heart of the Myrtle Beach area. However, down on our end, you know, you kind of get away from a lot of the high rises and a lot of that particular traffic. It's a little bit more of a small town feel down this way. Lots of mom and pop boutique shops, but you still have a lot of hidden dining areas and a couple great attractions like Brookring Gardens, Huntington Beach State Park. And lots of things down on this end.
What are your winters like?
They tend to be pretty mild for the most part. We might get a few, you know, for us, chilly days might be a few days where we see the 30s, the upper 30s or 40s. But for the most part, we tend to see 50, I would say mid-50s. Sometimes we might even have a 70-degree day.
So you kind of have a springtime story going on. You know,
yeah.
Your weather for the winter isn't all that different from Bermuda. I mean, people think people
that
think of Bermuda.
Is true.
Yeah, they think of Bermuda as being this, you know, even the Bahamas, being, you know, this tropical destination, but the fact of the matter is their season for best weather for the beachcomber is April to October. And then from June to October, you have to worry about if they're going to get hit with a hurricane or not.
That's true. That's true.
So they really have a very small April, May hurricane season starts June 1st. But usually April, May, June, maybe part of July, you know, you can think about Bermuda. You know, you're going to get weather that's in the 70s and 80s and maybe the low 90s. But the but the rest of the year, you're going to have weather you just described. That it's going to be like springtime. It's great for golfers and people who play tennis. And if you don't mind putting a towel around yourself over your bathing suit when you sit in the sun.
Because
it's cool. But, you know, it's not snow.
we really don't see snow here. Occasionally we'll get a little flurry here and there, but for the most part that's something we don't see.
Where'd you grow up, Catherine?
So I'm actually from the west coast of California.
Oh my gosh. I lived
south of the Bay Area, and my parents actually found more affordable living for retirement over here on the east coast. They were just kind of, they wanted an area near the coast, but they also, they didn't want to deal with the snow, which we just talked about. So they were looking everywhere from here to Florida, and they loved Myrtle Beach. So they bought the house right after I, around the time I graduated high school, and I followed them over here, and I've been here now for about 12 years.
You lived in San Francisco?
I lived about 70 miles south of San Francisco, and it used to be a really small town called Gilroy, but from what I understand, it's really growing.
Well, it has to grow. It has to grow.
It's the garlic capital.
Oh, really? You can't, I mean, San Francisco has the highest real estate costs, whether it's rent or buying, in the nation. It is the number one on the list of most expensive places to live.
Yeah.
And you don't get much. You know, $3,000 a month will not buy you very much. It's like New York City, only worse.
Right. I mean, it is beautiful out there, though. It definitely, I do miss it. But, yeah, the cost of living is, you definitely pay for it.
Well, yeah. Well, what did it was the Silicon Valley people. All those people that had amazing numbers of stock options. And so when they'd go to either buy a condo or rent an apartment or buy a house and, you know, some fantastic figure was thrown in front of them, they'd just say fine and write a check. Because all they had to do was sell some of their stock, and you look at what the stock is for those companies that are out there, like Microsoft and Google and whatever, and, you know, as a result, the real estate people basically open the telephone book, find the phone number, put a dollar sign in front and say, here, this is the cost. And you have people that are willing to, I like it, I'll pay whatever it is. What's the difference? It's like Monopoly money. You know, it doesn't feel
you're
real.
So true about that. It's ever evolving out there too.
Yeah.
It really is.
And that's why you would see places that are 50 to 100 miles north and south of San Francisco, and even east, where you're getting into very different weather. I mean, you know, the weather in San Francisco in the summer, it's for some strange reason, the coldest time of the year in San Francisco is July, August. And you better have a jacket because you're going to be cold. But
that's
will
a
be.
Fact. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, beautiful weather, but yeah, it's because they're situated right there on the bay, and you know you get the bay breeze and all the fog, and it's usually not too chilly there. At least how I remember it.
It gets cold. I mean, it'll get into 55 degrees, 50 degrees. 60 degrees, you know, that's cool. And that'll be in the summer months. And if you went into the valley, it'd be 110.
Right.
You know, people have tried to explain it to me 1,000 times where there's this weather inversion or something. I have no idea what they're talking about. All I can tell you is I expect summer to be hot. It will not be in San Francisco, but people fall in love with the place. Your parents did a wise thing, and we're going to come back after these important messages and dig in to finding out more about your impressions and the Inlet Sports Hotel. Don't leave me.
Watch the morning call. A silver tear appearing now while I'm crying. Need I? I'm going to Carolina in my mind. There'll be no doubt in no one's mind that loves the wine.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away
it was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now. for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica, where you'll surround yourself with the infectious sounds of uniquely Jamaican music. Savor delicious dishes bursting with local spices. Enjoy the products of Jamaican breweries and distilleries, and carry home in your heart the Jamaican people. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Nothing could be sweeter.
On the line with me, live from Morrell's Inlet in Georgetown County, on the Hammock Coast of South Carolina, we have Catherine Rotman at the Inlet Sports, preferably in Inlet Sports Lodge. You do have that kind of more relaxed, rustic kind of a feel than what you think of when you think of hotels, don't you?
That's right. It does have a rustic feel, but the property is fairly new. It's 7 years old as of October, and the rooms actually feel pretty luxurious. They have a lot of little details like granite countertops and showers with massaging body jets, so they really appeal from a upscale standpoint.
You know, I had a house when we lived in New Jersey that had six of these jets in the wall, the shower. Three on each side, and my husband loved them. I absolutely never use them. They tickle. I couldn't get through a shower with those things on. They just tickle.
We get pretty good feedback on them. It's definitely one of the details I think that a lot of people love about the
room. Well, yeah, the builder of the house, thought it was this great addition. And it was like, yeah, well, not for me so much, but I get it. But I'm also not a spa person, so there's a lot of, that stuff I just doesn't relate to me. And I know it's people who love it, so I get it. How long have you been at this hotel?
I have actually been here since August of 2011, so for me it's been 6 years.
Wow.
And most of the hotel's lifetime.
Wow. So how old was the hotel when you showed up?
It was about 10 months old at that point, as far as since the moment it had opened.
You were already living in the region?
Yes. Okay. I've been here in the area since 2005. So
when you, did you live close enough that you actually watched it get built? Like driving to and from things, you'd see it? Or what I want to get at is, when is the first time you actually saw the hotel and went inside?
It's funny. I actually didn't see it being built, although I was very fortunate through a couple contacts where I used to work is how I ended up with this job. I started out as the concierge and in-house marketing coordinator, but I didn't actually see the property being built, I think is not long prior to my employment here. I was wrapping up college at Coastal Carolina, and I was just so busy, and I wasn't living down here in this immediate area at the time, but the first time I actually wandered by it at one point. I drove by and I was curious about what the building entailed because it was such a nice building and it kind of looked like an exclusive club. And then when I heard about the position and I actually drove to the property and walked inside, I was really blown away because the first impression you get when you come in the lobby is these you see across from the front door, the doors that open up into the beautiful courtyard atrium area, and it's just this, floor-to-ceiling window doors, and there's so much light coming through, and you can tell from the moment you step inside the lobby that this is a really nice place.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, but when you actually did come in for the first time, was that because you were coming over because you heard there was a job there, or you had an interview already lined up?
I did not have an interview lined up. I heard about the position through another manager, actually, that wasn't over me at my current position, had told me about it. And he was acquainted with one of the managers here at the time, and so he said, you know, they did actually have the posting up, and I've always been a believer of, you know, going to a place in person, not just applying online. So I came in, even though I had already sent in an application, I physically turned in a resume, and actually it took several contacts on my end, and 3 months and 2 interviews before I finally got that starting position. So and at one point I just thought, you know, it wasn't going to happen. So I was pretty excited when, you know, later in the summer, that August, I did get the offer.
So with the very first time you came over.
Yes.
What was your first impression as you arrived on the scene? And describe for us what it really, you know, to say it's a nice building and whatever, that doesn't conjure up an image for us. So give us a little more, you know, graphic, draw us a word picture so we really can feel what is it you saw on the outside, and what is the approach like? And then when you entered, and, you know, what was your first impression of the whole experience?
Well, so when I walked in, I kind of was telling you about how you immediately can tell from walking inside the property that it's upscale. It is intimate. You know, you can't really get a feel exactly for how big it is from the road. So when you step inside, it's not very clear as far as how many rooms there actually are. But there are 34 rooms. And other than getting the impression that it was intimate and upscale, the staff, you know, from day one, we've been pretty fortunate with really good staff. So I was really quickly welcomed. I got a warm feel. The two ladies at the desk didn't, you know, even though the name is the Inlet Sports Lodge, I didn't get this feeling that it was more entailed for men, even though, you know, I'm sure we'll get into this as time goes on, but the nature of the property, of course, includes Golf Perks with award-winning courses south of us that we're under the same ownership as. But, you know, I just knew that it was an upscale property from walking in. I knew that it was intimate and, you know, it was unique, most of all. There's nothing out there like this property, and so, I just knew that from walking in.
So what is it that makes it different?
You know, that's a great question. There's a lot of little things. For example, I mean, you know, you're not at a chain place. There's so many details everywhere. For example, the doors on the rooms, which you can see one of the rooms. If you're standing in the lobby, you can see the door to one room on the first floor. The doors are hand-carved, and they've got this design all over them. They were custom-made. And they're just these elaborate, tall, heavy doors. You know, the doors that all face the courtyard are wood with glass window panes that go from the floor to the ceiling almost. Even around the lobby, you know, you see little stands with, you know, with decoys, you know, of ducks. And there's, you know, there's pretty much just a lot of little details everywhere, art, you know, that would appeal to someone who's into outdoor activities like golf and fishing. It's pretty much just everywhere, and I personally have not ever been in a place that had features like that. And yet, even though it's got what you would think is such a masculine appeal, the color scheme that was used is like this soft blue and teal and greens that just give it such a warm and inviting feel and balance out the masculine and feminine feel of the property, along with the luxurious touches.
How many accommodations do you have?
There are 34 rooms here.
And so are any of them suites?
Yes, we've got, out of the 34, essentially 5 rooms are luxury suites, 2-bedroom luxury suites. And they're pretty much the standard room, which is the deluxe studio, has either a king bed or two twin beds, and then it's got a sleeper sofa. And all those main rooms that we have, the general rooms, have a full kitchenette in them. So you don't even have to leave your room to go out to eat if you didn't want to. And then we've got five of the luxury suites, which are really good if you have, you know, four adults that want to stay together, or, you know, a family with more than two kids, or, you know, just really anything more than three adults. We recommend our two-bedroom suite, which pretty much is the room I described and an adjoining room that mirrors the first room. And the only difference is that second room has just a microwave, mini fridge, and coffee pot instead of the full kitchenette, and it's got a regular sofa instead of the sleeper sofa.
How far are you from I-95?
You know, that's a great question, because it really
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and while we're listening to some really important messages from our sponsors, would you have a look and let me know, because we got a lot of snowbirds listening in the Northeast who are going to head south, and maybe if you're not too far off the beaten path, they can make a stop in your place on their way southward this fall and winter. Stay with me, everybody. We're talking with Catherine Rodman at the Inlet Sports Lodge, and that's located in Hammock Coast in Georgetown County at Morrell's Inlet in South Carolina. Don't leave me.
Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup.
It's here, Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Now through October 29th, this unique rail car offers an experience like no other. Passengers aboard Amtrak's world-famous Adirondack service can experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage as this popular annual tradition continues along one of the most scenic train rides in the world. The car features an upper level with windows on all sides to provide panoramic views of the changing colors of the trees, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and breathtaking views of the Adirondack Mountains between Albany and Montreal. Seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Advance reservations are required. In addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Details at Amtrak.com. It's Amtrak's Adirondack Dome Car, running from Albany Rensselaer New York train station to Montreal, Canada. But book now, as the last day is October 29th. Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrow Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. When did your light bulb go off?
We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Catherine Rotman. She's with the Inland Sports Hotel. Well, we're going to call it the Inland Sports Lodge. Get that right. And that's located in a place called Morrell's Inlet. And you will find it, I have found out, about 20 minutes from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So if you're heading the direction of Myrtle Beach, this is really close. And yeah, we also found out that I-95 runs really close to 501. And there are some east-west connector roads that are, you'll find on the map, that you could get over from I-95 when you're going south to 501. And from because I-95 runs so far inland, it's about an hour and a half to get to where the Inland Sports Lodge is. But if you're going down the direction of Myrtle Beach, and so many people who drive south plan their trip so that they can hug the shoreline, because, you know, for whatever the reasons are, there, if you don't want to just be driving in a marathon and you'd like to stop along the way and enjoy yourself, you might really find that a stop in Myrtle Beach and then 20 minutes along the route, you're going to find yourself Georgetown County and in Merle's Inlet. And you can seek out the Inlet Sports Lodge, which sounds wonderful. Wonderful.
Definitely.
So, yeah. So you were telling us about the rooms, but my next question deals with food.
Certainly.
So let's start with, you know, my first question to you in the commercial break was, how far are you from the beach?
So from actual, we talked about Myrtle Beach, which we're about 25 minutes south of that. But the closest beach access to our property is 3 miles south of us. That
wow.
is
That's great.
Huntington Beach State Park. So very, very close. It's like a 10-minute, not even 10 minutes from our property.
And is that state park open year-round?
It is, yeah. And it's a great state park.
What will you find there?
Not only, go ahead.
What will you find there?
Well, it's not just beach there. They've actually got a lot of trails that, you know, for hiking, for biking. They have camping there, technically, if you wanted to, you know, have a tent and bring it down. But it's really neat because there's a lot of wildlife you can see there. There's endless bird species, and there's, you know, on a good day, it's pretty likely you'd probably see an alligator if you go into the park.
Thank you anyway. I'm going to pass on that one.
They're not as intimidating as people might think, and they're really not,
Tell that to the family whose son got eaten at Disney World. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's really tragic. I shouldn't say they aren't aggressive because, of course, they are. But, I mean, as far as, you know, this area, you see them in their natural habitat. They, you know, you can take a picture from a distance. They really don't go out of their way to come near people. There's actually fines if you're caught, you know, giving any food or anything to them. So.
Yeah, well, you know what? Even swans, nasty animals, you feed them bread at some pond or lake or whatever, and when you run out of bread, they come up to bite you.
They're not
pleasant. So, you know, it's nice to feed them. And then you run out and, you know, their appetite is, you know, bigger than their eyes, I guess. But you run out of the whatever you brought to feed them and they're going to let you know that they're not happy with you. We used to live, for all of you in the New York area on Long Island, we used to live not far from Bryant Park, I guess. What was the name of the park where... William Cullen Bryant Library was. I don't know. It's a park in Roslyn, New York. And it has this lovely small lake. It really is a pond. And these wonderful swans and nice duckies and whatnot. And so people come with their kids and their leftover bread and they come. And then when you run out, boy, you run out and you run because they chase you.
They're
very serious about, you know, keep feeding me. So I can understand why it's probably not a good idea to cozy up with feeding an alligator.
I've got to say, in the 12 years I've lived in this area, I haven't ever heard of anything that's happened prior or that's ever happened. You know, they're usually not, I think, aggressive unless provoked. I don't know what the situation was with the one in Florida, but typically they're not anything to worry about unless if it's in your neighborhood or you have
You're walking. In terms of wildlife, tell me what else is there. Isn't that kind of north for alligators?
No, I would say all the way up through probably... You know, probably parts of North Carolina even, definitely. But no, we have a lot of them in this area.
Huh. So, you know, if people want to dine, what are the dining options at the Inlet Sports
Lodge? In the area?
Yeah.
So we've got a phenomenal restaurant. It's called Costa. And I truly mean that. My husband's actually pretty particular as far as where he likes to eat, and this is his favorite spot. They just opened in July of last year, and they have fresh Italian and seafood cuisine, which covers a lot of spectrum there. But it is really, really phenomenal food. Their slogan is the best view of the inlet is on our plates because they aren't on the water. But the food is just so good, and already, even though they've been open for just a while, over a year, they've gotten number one on TripAdvisor, even for restaurants that have been in this area for decades. So that kind of speaks volumes as far as the quality of their food.
And that's right in the hotel.
Yeah, they're right adjacent to us, but part of the hotel, yeah. And then just a mile north of us, the huge attraction of Murrells Inlet is the Marsh Walk. And, I mean, you really can't go wrong with almost any of those places down there. Lots of great places right on the water. There's, you know, almost about 10 restaurants or so right there. There's a little boardwalk. You can grab a drink and walk along the boardwalk that goes up against the marsh behind the restaurants. There's a lot of live bands that will play on the weekends and during busy times, and it's pretty much a happening place, I would say, a lot of the year. And all the restaurants right there are authentic. They've got great seafood, fried seafood. Lee's Inlet Kitchen is just a quarter mile north of us, and they're family-owned for several decades and just phenomenal food. You almost can't go wrong with any restaurant in Murrells Inlet. There's so many good ones here.
Well, you know,
it's actually food capital, I should also mention, of South Carolina.
The food capital, you gotta love that. For those of you who are going to be, South Carolina is one of those places that far too many people use as a corridor between the North and the South, kind of a thing. and just breeze through. And so let me just suggest to you, you might want to make a couple of stops in South Carolina along your way, and one of them being in Murrells Inlet, because the combination, the beach, the boardwalk, and everything else, smashing. Meantime, we've smashed into the wall, people. Come back next week. Stephanie Abrams here. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.